you will be liably prosecuted to the maxim of law. Thereby, each and every one of you are to be penalized under the long-standing provisions of international law and the law of nations. You are now on legal notice as a complicit tortfeasor. Those of you who are in public service, such as the city, county, and state offices and employees, have demonstrated that, as a whole, you have become tortfeasors. You have made false declarations of an emergency and pillaged, pilfered, and embezzled public funds under false pretenses. Disaster fraud and insurance fraud, and jeopardize the peace, health, and safety of we the people, our communities, and those who created your offices in the first place. You have proven to be complicit of these crimes, and you have forfeited any authority we the people have given you. Public institutions that we the people have created and their personnel have refused to obey our laws and have in fact promoted lawless conduct to our detriment. We have the Department of Health and OSHA coercing businesses to break the law by imposing medical interventions of the law prohibiting unlicensed practice of medicine, and in violation of laws that protect people's rights to informed consent, and the long-standing safety standards established by OSHA regulations over the last 50 years. These same government agencies are threatening and bribing physicians to refuse to write medical exemptions for mask wearing, and then using our emergency funds to bribe and coerce physicians and coroners and hospitals to falsify diagnoses and public records to give the illusion that people are dying from a virus that has never been proven to exist by any long-standing and modern scientific standards. These same agencies, especially the governors, have retained law firms that would normally sue governments in times like this, so that they could not be retained to sue the government agencies over illegal practices. Attorneys generally have been threatened with professional and financial destruction if they represent people with claims for these violations as well. Police and business owners have been wrongfully advised that private businesses can make policies that willfully violate our state laws, federal safety regulations, the rights, health, and safety of we the people, and act in capacity of a health officer without any legal authority. The internet and every media source is censoring people who are speaking out about the fraud and broadcasting false news to terrorize our population and set the uninformed against those who are informed to further divide us. The Attorney General's offices are observing these crimes and violations and fraud, and are willfully participating in them. We also have the county and city attorneys in each state willfully participating in these crimes and refusing to prosecute any of the perpetrators, since it is very clear to us now those we have charged with respecting, promoting, and enforcing the laws deliberately violate the laws and encourage others to violate the laws, then we now have no obligations to follow any provisions of what can be called law. Likewise, while we are law-abiding People, we will refuse to obey any of the laws you seek to enforce on us. As you have forfeited the authority we gave you back to us. You, being complicit with the state crimes, have now become, and shall henceforth, be regarded and penalized for what you have demonstrated that you are. Fugitives from justice, highwaymen, pirates, child molesters, human traffickers, money launderers, counterfeiters, terrorists, and treasonous traitors. Thereby, each and every one of you are to be penalized under the long-standing provisions of international law and the law of nations. We the people will no longer participate in your schemes, including but not limited to public institutions which you have corrupted, including the courts, county, state, and city agencies, public schools, medical and hospital care facilities, banking, finance, and insurance, and metered utilities. We the people will no longer participate in your schemes by paying any fines or other taxes, including but not limited to registrations of vehicles, vessels, or aircraft. We will ignore any summons to court and respond to you just like a common assailant if you attempt to enforce any summons. We the people do not recognize your uniforms or titles, as you have forfeited those. We the people will not renew licenses of any kind, and especially, we will no longer pay any income taxes to the state and United States or any agency thereof. We the people will hold you accountable and issue a separate notice of liability regarding COVID-19 measures, whereby your silence is acquiescence, agreement, and shame, and it is a self-executing contract. You will be a libelly prosecuted to the maxim of law. Hear me. Ignorance of the law does not excuse your complicity in misconduct. Least of all, sworn officers of the law. You will soon discover that your bonds are being seized and you are personally being held to account one by one as we see necessary. With powerful notice, we, the people,